When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 27th edition. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. Hope you avoided the rain. Both New York games got rained out. Boston is currently still in a rain delay, but it's an official game if they want to call it. Washington is currently still in a rain delay, and it's almost midnight back there for both places. So fun stuff there. The day slates were interesting. One game popped off. Otherwise, pretty much some pitcher duels. So got that going for you. You got a 5-game early slate, a 6-game main slate on Thursday. The 5-game early slate starts at 12:10 Eastern time, 9:10 Pacific. So keep that in mind. And just the brief rundown for you here on the early slate, not going super in depth here, but you got Philadelphia, Miami. You can go Pablo Lopez if you want. You can go some Miami bats, but they're pretty banged up. No Cooper, no Anderson. It's almost like a cross off game for me, and I'm going to focus elsewhere. Yeah, Colorado and New York Mets looks like Stroman. I think it'll end up being Marquez, but right now DK says Sensatella. If it's Marquez at $6,800, 100% back on board with that one. Sensatella at 64, you can go there if you want. He's just been so bad. I don't even know if the Mets can get it done there, but that could be a cheapie if you want to, a Sensatella. Chicago at Pittsburgh, you got Kyle Hendricks versus Anderson, and I think that's a game we can have some fun with. Hendricks can be very, very popular, and for good reasons, but it's great his last two timeouts. Time before that, though, Pittsburgh got to him. So keep that in mind. Pittsburgh's bats with Frazier, Newman, Polanco, and a few others like Will Craig and other guys. You can have a fun Pittsburgh stack if you want to be contrarian. I think Hendricks will be a popular SP2 on this slate. If you go to San Diego, Milwaukee, Hauser versus Weathers, not going to use any pitchers there, but I do like the Padres versus Hauser. We thought it was going to be Hauser when we recorded yesterday. They got switched to Lauer. Looks like we get Hauser tonight. I'll go right back there with Cronenworth and Hosmer and Pham and Tatis and company. Just keep loading up there. Pham did it again. He's cheap again on Thursday. You know, stole a bag, got you like 15 DK points on Wednesday. He's leading off. Like we talked about it in depth yesterday. He did it all. I'll keep riding that value when you look at a leadoff guy on an offense like that. So give me some Tommy Pham. If you want to fade Weathers, you can. I don't think he goes super deep in this game. Just Milwaukee's bats are rough, but you know, you got a left-handed pitcher out there. You know, Keston here is a tournament play. You got guys like Lorenzo Cain, Avisel Garcia, love putting him in versus righties and versus lefties. Willie Adames hits lefties well. Now he's with Milwaukee. So you can kind of mini game stack this if you want. I really want the San Diego side of things, but you can go there. And then last but not least, you got Cleveland at Detroit in this one. Shane Bieber, Matthew Boyd, two best pitchers on the slate, in my opinion, for the most part. It's a smaller slate, so if you want to go Stroman at 92, you can, just because the road Rockies, I get it, getaway day, sure. So you could go Stroman, but it's pretty much Bieber Boyd 1-2 punch here. I think a lot of people will have Bieber Hendricks, thus the Pittsburgh intrigue there. But it's pretty much Bieber Boyd, Hendricks, Stroman are the main options here. And if you want to go Bieber Boyd and just take bats from the other four games, totally get it. The main stacks I like here, San Diego. We like Chicago versus left-handed pitchers like Anderson. But I think Pittsburgh and Milwaukee are kind of sneaky plays if you want to go that route. But like I said, it's a 5-game slate. It's nothing fancy, but that's where we sit on that one. All right, your 6-game main slate on this one. You got Cincinnati at Washington. Keep an eye on how the game from Wednesday wraps up. Maybe they have to continue it on Thursday. Maybe they start it over on Thursday. Maybe they reschedule it for another date. We don't know. But right now, we got Sonny Gray versus Steven Strasburg. So you got that going for you. We're going to go game by game on this one, if that works for you guys. So you got Sonny Gray at 97, Strasburg at 85. Sonny Gray has been hit around a little bit his last few times out. He's still in play. I do like the Washington offense in this scenario, especially the way Gray's been giving up home runs of late, and he's been walking guys, putting guys on base, stealing bags. You know, Trey Turner gets on steals. You can run on Sonny Gray and company. So I like some Trey Turner. I like some Juan Soto. Schwarber's been swinging it well, so is a Bell. So I do like a Nat stack. That's a little pricey, but I'll be fading Sonny Gray in this one. But Strasburg is an intriguing SP2 in a tournament format because He came back from the IL, threw 5 1/3 against Baltimore, one hit, 4 walks, 4 Ks. Was great. Most importantly, threw 72 pitches. That's the most important part. Now, you'd imagine he's going 85 in this one, and you get a Cincinnati Reds offense that's been very, very hot and cold right now. And in the month of May, as I update the statistics here, in the month of May, the Cincinnati Reds against right-handed pitching, striking out 22% of the time with a 254 average and a 105 WRC plus. So they're a little above average right now versus right-handed pitching. But I do like the idea of a Strasburg in a tournament, just hoping he can give you 5 to 6 innings and go get you 6-plus Ks. On a small slate, you're shooting for that kind of potential. At worst, you don't think Strasburg is going to get blown up. Maybe Winker runs into one, maybe something along those lines. But as a whole, Strasburg should be able to give you 5-ish innings and not get completely destroyed, which is going to be big. And I say 5-game slate because we'll get to that on the next game. But I think Strasburg is a very viable play here, and thus I don't want any Cincinnati bats. If you want a Jesse Winker one-off, he's viable pretty much any time out there because of his power upside. If you want to stack against Strasburg, fine. I'm not going to. I'm going to pick Strasburg. I'm going to attack Cincinnati Gray if I want. As we finish this slate, you'll find out I'm probably just going to cross this game off as a whole. But if you want Strasburg, that's like my main focus here. Just keep an eye on the scenario wrapping up on Wednesday night and how that's going to play out for Thursday. It can make things wonky. So if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, or join us in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. Lots of good stuff going on there. And we can help each other out because it's popping so much now. If I'm not around, those guys got it handled. Like, they're awesome in there, doing great work, helping each other win some money. So it's a really, really good deal. The reason I say this 6-game slate might be a 5-game slate, it's Baltimore and Chicago, the White Sox. 65 to 70% chance of rain. And that's of right now on Wednesday night. That could change, obviously. Weather can change. It could miss the stadiums. There's so many scenarios that could take place. But when you see percentages that high, it's going to be wet. It's going to be wet. So just keep an eye on that one. Ideally, you know, you got the lefty Zimmerman. You got Cease has been very hot and cold. You love Chicago White Sox versus left-handed pitcher. We'd love the White Sox in this game. I wouldn't mind a little Baltimore action. Like, in a small slate, you want a cheap tournament home run play, like a DJ Stewart, an Anthony Santander, Mullins, these guys, those left-handed bats for Cease playing really good, plus Mancini's on fire. A Baltimore stack, you know me, I'm always on these Baltimore stacks because I'm crazy like that. But they're cheap, and they can pop off. That's what you're looking for. Cheap, low-owned, pop-off spots. Baltimore does that. So I would love offense on both sides in this game. Just don't plan on it. I don't think it's going to play. All right, St. Louis at the Arizona Diamondbacks on this one. You got Carlos Martinez against Frankoff. I've also seen potentially Peacock. Regardless, bad Arizona pitcher, lots of bad Arizona bullpen. Get your St. Louis bats in place. Goldie coming back to the desert. Arenado swinging a very, very good bat. Tommy Edwin went deep twice on Tuesday. Great options there. But more importantly, you look at the stud shortstop right now for the St. Louis Cardinals, Edmundo Sosa, swinging an infuego bat, like absolutely ludicrous bat right now. He's hit safely in 8 straight ball games. He's put up double-digit points in 5 of those. He has 8 or more points in 7 of those 8 ball games. He's $3,200 on DK, and he's almost free on FanDuel if you're playing FanDuel, FYI. So I think Sosa is at a phenomenal value. I mentioned your Arenados, your Edmonds, your Goldies. Lots of good stuff here, and you can go deeper if you want. Carlson's kind of slowed down a little bit, but he's still in play. So love me some Cardinals tonight. One of the best stacks on the slate, in my opinion. Probably be kind of popular, though, but a phenomenal spot, especially if Arizona's got the roof open. Let's start popping some bottles. Flip side, you know me with Carlos Martinez, pitch to contact guy. Like, I can't use these guys on DK because they're 2Ks, 2Ks, 3Ks, 4Ks, 3Ks, not striking guys out. Just not doing it. 2 runs, 5 runs, 0 runs, 1-1. 5 or 6, 3, 4. He's tilting, doesn't go deep, so you get some Cardinals bullpen. I have no problem if you want to use some Arizona bats on a small slate to be different. Escobar, you got Peralta, you got Ketel Marte's back. Like, there's ways to go about it if you want to. Josh Rojas is swinging it really well, only $3,800. Had a nice little game on Wednesday night as well. So if you want some pieces of Arizona, you can. I prefer St. Louis in this game, but Arizona very, very live. Angels at the Oakland Athletics. Chris Bassett, $8,300. Shohei Ohtani, $7,700. This is a very, very fun one here. Chris Bassett, to me, is probably the top pitcher on the slate that I'm looking to target. The dude has been absolutely outstanding this season. The strikeout rate has improved this season. He coming off 7 2/3, 2 earned, 8 Ks at the Angels. 29.7, got hit around at Minnesota, but then 34, 22, 22, 24, 21. On a slate of this small, like in a perfect world, you want a ton of runs, but give me like 15 plus runs or 15 plus points, and I'm happy. We get 20 plus point upside with Chris Bassitt against an Angels team that we know we can take advantage of with no Mike Trout. They just continue to struggle at the plate. Sure, they popped off on Wednesday against Texas, but hey, we'll get to that in a minute because Texas pitching garbage. But you got the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim on this one, a team that's striking out 27.7% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the month of May. If I go like the last 2 weeks, it's even higher since Trout's been out. They're hitting 234, 97 WRC+. Tons of strikeouts for Bassitt. Love Bassitt tonight. Flip side, Shohei Ohtani. I say it every time he's out here because he's so cheap. Very intriguing cash game, or tournament. Not a cash game play. No cash game. None. No cash. But a tournament, $7,700. Always tasty because we know the upside. It's also tilting because he might not go deep into games. He might get hurt. We saw the velocity decreases last time. There's a lot of concern, but the upside is through the roof. You got an A's team striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Shohei at 77, phenomenal tournament play. Now, what I will say, if you want to be contrarian and say maybe Shohei's velocity is down again, or maybe he doesn't go deep into the game because his pitch count comes up because he's walking too many guys, so on and so forth. Angels bullpen's mediocre at best. You can play a contrarian Oakland stack. Matt Olson homered again on Wednesday. He's always good GBP type play. You got Connors on fire. Loriano's on fire. Seth Brown is hitting it pretty well. There's some cheap A's you can look at with, like I mentioned, Brown already. He's only 35. Pender's 35. Tony Kemp's 34. So see what lineup they throw out. The main culprits you want, for me at least, Olson, Connors, Loriano. That's your starting points. But it's a very intriguing play because not everybody's going to use Ohtani because they're nervous about it. I get it. It's a risk. That's why it's a tournament-only play. At the same time, they're not going to use Oakland bats just in case Ohtani goes off. So you might have neither side of that really highly owned. So you can use some Ohtani or you can stack some Oakland at low ownership both ways, most likely. So something to think about on a small slate to be a little contrarian on your tournament appeals. San Francisco Giants, Los Angeles Dodgers, Alex Wood versus a bullpen game right now. Says Edwin Yaceta. We've done that before. Turns into David Price, turns into someone else. We'll see. Bullpen game regardless. Alex Wood at $6,900. Very intriguing right now. Very, very intriguing. Coming off a nice 6 innings, 8 hit, 2 earned, 7 Ks against the Dodgers for 17.5. 17.5, 22-1, 27-6, 7, 27-30, 20. 20 or more points in, or let's say 17 and a half or more points in 6 of 7 starts this year, 20 or more in 5 of 7. He's been legit, absolutely legit so far this year. He's going off a Dodgers team that's played 2 very emotional ball games in Houston. They're going to return home to LA to face their division rival, a division rival that's actually playing good baseball right now, and facing a lefty where they're striking out 25.6% of the time in the month of May versus left-handed pitching, hitting only 220 with a 142 WRC plus, very low for the Dodgers. In the 93 WRC plus, 142 ISO. So they're below average for the and booyah, Giants just took the lead with a 2-run homer and a solo shot in the 8th. Get some, boys. Sorry, I had to. This is just outstanding watching the Giants actually score freaking runs. And we'll get to this right now. So Alex Wood very, very much in play in this game as a $6,900 tournament play. Like that quite a bit. But the reason I'm excited is the bats are very live here. Yes, the Dodgers are good. Yes, the Dodgers' bullpen's going to be good. Sometimes it's tough to face bullpen games. I get all the scenarios you want to throw out there. But Jake Vossler just went deep. The Giants are out. Belt, Ruff went down with a hamstring injury. Vossler came in to catch. I mean, to play first base. He's got a little pop. He's cheap. Let me tell you how cheap Jake Vossler is. He is $2,400. He's third base outfield eligible. Let's go for a few more. Donovan Solano's $2,100. He's played the last couple games, got a couple knocks. That's what Donovan Solano does. You want some other cheapies? Maybe get Dubon at 22. He's not my favorite guy to play, but Steven Duggar's 25. He's got a big knock tonight. Alex Dickerson's only 3K. Talkman's 3,200. Longo's only 37. Austin Slater had the 2-run homer. He's 34. So many. Crawford's only 41. Posey's 43. Gigante's contrarian stack, everybody. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Alex Wood, Gigante stack, let's get some. Last game of the night, Texas Rangers, Seattle Mariners, Chris Flexen, Colby Allard, two bad pitchers and two very bad offenses. And sadly, I'm going offense on this one. No pitching for me, but we go to the bats we like. First off, Texas Rangers and our boy Adelis Garcia. All he does is homer. It is asinine. He's averaging 13.1 over his last 10. He's hit 6 home runs over his last 10 games. He's homered. He's hit one homer, none, 2-1. He has 5 home runs in his last 4 games. The dude is just popping all over the place. He's only 36 for flexing. Play him everywhere. I don't care if he doesn't hit. It's just the law of averages here, folks. But Seattle, as bad as they are, a phenomenal play tonight versus Colby Allard. Mitch Haniger, because Colby Allard's got an inning and two-thirds, inning and a third, inning and a third, something like that in his last 3 starts. So it's a massive Texas bullpen game, and Texas has one of the worst bullpens in all of baseball. So it's literally like the immovable objects, like the immovable force, immovable object, whatever the saying is. One of the worst offenses in baseball versus one of the worst bullpens in baseball. Something's got to give. And I'm going offense on this one. So Mitch Haniger, Kyle Seager, love Jared Kelenic. Find your offense, your lineup coming out for Seattle, and go to pound town. Also, Texas, very live against Flexen, who I do not think is very good. So Gallo went deep. You got Garcia. You have Nate Lowe, Willie Calhoun. They're all very affordable. This is a night where you can leave money on the table, folks. So recapping the thoughts here, when we talk about this slate, pitching-wise, Strasburg is a very intriguing tournament play. Bassett's my top play overall. Ohtani, another good tournament play. And then you got Alex Wood. So those are the 4 pitchers I'm looking at. Bassett and Wood's kind of the combo I want right now. But Ohtani is a very – Bassett-Ohtani combo could be great. I'm there for that. Cincinnati-Washington, for now, I'm just kind of crossing off unless something changes. We get some good news on weather or whatever going on. That's intriguing. Baltimore, Chicago, I love both offenses there. I just don't think the game plays. So just kind of pretending that one's not happening either. If weather looks better, we'll break that down even more in the Slack chat for you. So come join me there. St. Louis is the top stack for me tonight. It's a great stack. It should be chalky. Great stack, though. Arizona, you can dabble Arizona if you want. I prefer St. Louis. Texas, Seattle, I like Seattle more than Texas, but that's a great game stack. Your very contrarian stacks, the Giants and the Oakland Athletics. So that's where I'd be going on this slate. It's a fun slate. It's going to probably be a 5-game slate. So check all that stuff out. Hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric if you have any questions. Also, the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Check out my written content at rotoballer.com. On Thursdays, I release my free DraftKings picks article at rotoballer.com. Also, feel free to watch the Quick Hits podcast on the Rotoballer YouTube channel. And subscribe, like, and share there. And if you listen to the podcast, please leave a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps me out. It helps more people find the podcast, which helps me out even more. So let's have some fun with that. And good luck on Thursday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 27th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.